Hello and welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Check out this song by U2, The Hands That Built America. Make the dreams so hard. We're going to hear some more of that by U2, The Hands That Built America. Have any of you had an opportunity to watch the series, The Men Who Built America? What a mixed bag. What a mixed bag. I would encourage you, if you have not seen that, if you're able to get your hand on that series, box set, I'd encourage you to watch it. A lot of excitement goes into the excerpts that we hear about the great man who built America. Whether we're talking about Thomas Edison and what he did with electricity, or whether we're talking about Watson, what he did with the phone systems, whether we're talking about those who are not talked about a whole lot, the invention of the traffic light. We talk about the invention of the automobile and the development of the automobile and the road system and the rail system. Air transportation and on and on. So much progress that has brought about so much good for so many people. But at the very same time, we've had so many people who have been hurt during the building process as people in power have made it a point to suppress the wages of those who were doing the actual building. It is amazing, truly amazing. I can't help but wonder how much better the nation would be if we had not had so many people in power making one of their ultimate goals to get rich off the backs of people that they were impoverishing. How much better off would this nation be if we had not had an ongoing push to keep salaries, wages suppressed, far below the cost of living. And we talk about how that's been done for the past 40 years or so, and that certainly has been done. But it's been done for much longer than 40 years. When America came to be called America, and we started having so many great things taking place, and at the same time, so many horrible things taking place. You haven't forgotten about child labor, have you? Where our children were working hours and hours and hours, were forced to work hours and hours and hours alongside of our women. Yes, our children, our women, white children, working crazy hours to get the next project completed, working in the mines, working wherever they were needed in order to get the projects completed. Crazy hours, unheard of, untold hours. And of course, that's what gave rise to such entities as unions and other laws that forbade child labor. So much good mixed with so much bad. Is there anything new under the sun? Is that which was old completely done away with? That which is historical, is it only history? Or are we experiencing that which was historical in the present? I want us to ask a question about our current budget proposal by the Republicans. We looked at the budget proposal that President Trump put forth. Of course, he's a Republican too. But we took a look specifically at his proposal several weeks ago. Now we're taking a look at the GOP, the House GOP budget proposal. And this is the question that we're asking. Is this a budget that builds America? Is the House GOP budget a budget that builds America? And when I'm asking the question, is it a budget that builds America? I mean, does it build significantly? Every sector of American society? Or is their budget one that builds only a few sectors, certain sectors of American society? And to further explore the question, is the House Republican budget one that builds certain sectors of American society while tearing down other sectors of American society? Put another way, does the House Republican budget help to make life better for some sectors of American society while making life worse for other sectors of society? Or is this a budget that makes life better, truly better, for all sectors of American society? We're examining what the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities is sharing with us about this. They're the experts. They're the ones who know how to crunch the numbers. They know how to look at the numbers crunched by other organizations. They look for numbers crunching that's going to give us the lowdown about what will happen if the proposals are passed. And since they're a nonpartisan organization that is dedicated to just telling us the truth, letting us know what will really happen, nonpartisan organization that lets us know what will really happen if the proposals are passed and become law and become the law of the land, the way of life for all of America. This is what will happen as a result. That's what we're looking at. So one of the things that they're telling us, in summing it up, the center is letting us know that the House Republican budget retains the tax cuts for the wealthy while proposing deep program cuts for millions of Americans who are struggling. The budget would cut more than $5 trillion from non-defense programs over the next decade, from 2019 through 2028. The House Republican budget would cut more than $5 trillion from programs that have nothing to do with defensive spending, spending on our defense over 10 years. Half of these cuts would likely come from programs that aid low-income and moderate-income individuals and families. So that's the first thing that we need to have in our minds, that the House Republican plan calls for making sure that the wealthy continue to receive tax cuts, while those who need assistance will receive, instead of assistance, instead of that which will improve their situation, they're going to receive cuts in the programs that are designed to help them. The budget would cut $4.6 trillion from mandatory programs, people also call them entitlement programs, over the decade. But these will only be, essentially, it looks like the only entitlement programs that will be cut are those that are intended to help the poor and the moderate income. The entitlement programs that are designed to help the wealthy will remain in place, and in some cases, maybe even be bolstered. $2.1 trillion in cuts to health programs, including $1.5 trillion in cuts to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, and $537 billion in cuts to Medicare. I want to reiterate what I heard from so many people so often years ago. And when I say years ago, late 90s, the early years of 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003. So many people who complained, and I'm talking about adults now, of all races, who complained continually. We heard it on the news. Some of us heard it in conversations with people we worked with. Complaints about how difficult it was to receive medical care for their parents, their elderly parents, because there was nothing in place to take care of, pay for the medical needs of their elderly parents. And people would specifically talk about how Medicare really was not very helpful in taking care of the medical needs of their parents. So finally, President Obama, along with the Democrats, the other Democrats, because, of course, President Obama also is a Democrat. But when I say along with the Democrats, after his first 2 years in his first term, the Democrats controlled the Senate and the House. And so they were able to join up with President Obama, come alongside of him, and bolster the Medicaid program by adding funding to it, adding funding to the Medicaid program, putting in place the Affordable Care Act, which provided health care coverage to millions and millions of Americans who had no other health care coverage. And included in the Affordable Care Act, President Obama, along with the Democrats who supported his vision, were the premium tax credits which helped organizations, companies, afford the Affordable Care Act, paying for it, for their funding it for their employees. And one of the beautiful things about it, we heard so much, we read so much about how states were really benefiting financially when they took part in the Medicaid expansion program that was part of the Affordable Care Act, when they provided the Affordable Care Act to their states, to their hospitals. So many hospitals were doing so much better because, as report after report after report revealed, one of the complaints that hospital executives had long expressed concerns about, grievances about, was providing medical care to people who had no way of compensating the hospitals for the care they received. The Affordable Care Act took care of that. But as we know, a lot of people were strongly opposed to these positive benefits that helped our nation, that helped the people of our nation. And so, of course, our Republican officials remained dedicated to getting rid of this program, these programs that were doing so much to help Americans. And so, in their zeal to build America their way, President Trump, along with the House Republicans, are proposing significant cuts to the programs that have been helping America. And this is their way of building America, of making America great again. $2.1 trillion in cuts to health programs, including $1.5 trillion in cuts to Medicaid and Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, and again, $537 billion cuts to Medicare. The budget incorporates the ACA repeal legislation that the House passed last year, which would cause 23 million people to lose health coverage by 2026, according to the Congressional Budget Office's 2017 estimate. What a great way to prove to Americans that the Republicans have a genuine concern for the people of the nation. Get rid of the health care coverage that so many millions and millions of people need to be healthy, to receive treatment when they're not healthy. A budget that builds America?